Quiet Mind, Day 5, Mind versus Presence. Learn to think clearly without letting thought control you. Worried about losing your ability to think? That's a fair concern. The mind is an amazing gift. It's helped us build bridges, write symphonies, invent spaceships, and also, unfortunately, worry ourselves sick over imaginary conversations that haven't even happened yet. But here's the truth. Evolving beyond the mind doesn't mean giving it up. It means using it wisely instead of letting it use you. Enlightenment isn't a throwback to the instincts of animals or the stillness of plants. It's a leap forward to a consciousness that includes the mind but isn't ruled by it. Right now, most of us are trapped in a state of overthinking. The mind, once a survival tool, has ballooned into a bossy tyrant, hyperactive, anxious, addicted to problems. It's like giving a chainsaw to a toddler, powerful but dangerous when unsupervised. Enlightenment is about stepping back into the role of the adult. You still use thought when needed, especially for practical tasks or creative insights, but you also know when to drop it and return to stillness, what the author calls no mind. That's where the real power lives. Creative breakthroughs, moments of deep peace, even joy, they don't come from endless thinking. They come from the silence between thoughts. Great artists and scientists have tapped into this without even knowing it. Einstein and his peers admitted that their most brilliant ideas came not through logic, but during quiet moments when the mind wasn't busy. Most people don't lack thinking ability. They lack the ability to stop thinking. And that's where the juice is. Life, the dazzling miracle of a single cell, your breath, your heartbeat, wasn't built by your thoughts. There's a greater intelligence at work, and your mind becomes truly powerful only when it reconnects with that deeper force. And what about emotions, you might think? It's not just my thoughts messing with me, it's my feelings. Here's the trick. Emotions are thoughts, just thoughts that have made their way into your body. The body reacts to the mind's drama like a loyal dog, ready to fight, freeze, or flee. Angry thought? Here comes tension. Scared thought? Cue the chest tightness. That's why your emotions can often reveal what your mind's been secretly whispering. The more caught up you are in your mental stories, the more intense your emotions. And if you're not aware of them, they'll show up anyway as physical symptoms, stress, disorders, or even toxic situations that seem to just happen to you. Ever notice how chronically angry people attract conflict like magnets? That's no accident. Emotions leak out of us like invisible signals, drawing in matching energy. So what's the solution? Pay attention, not to your stories about your emotions, but to the feeling of them in your body. Anger, where is it sitting? Tight chest? Nausea? Don't label or analyze, just feel. And here's the key, when you feel it without identifying with it, you create space between you and the emotion. That space is awareness. That's what begins to transform everything. Sometimes you'll notice your mind saying one thing while your body screams another. Always trust the body. It doesn't lie. The mind may try to tell you a story, but your gut always knows the truth of how you're really feeling. That truth isn't your ultimate identity, but it's a flashlight shining on your current state. And the more you shine that light, the more your unconscious patterns bubble up to be seen and released. Yes, watching emotions is just as important as watching thoughts. In fact, they're just two sides of the same coin. Emotions are just high energy thoughts with physical effects. Left unchecked, they create feedback loops. A thought triggers a feeling which energizes the thought, which feeds the feeling, and round you go. It's a mind-body echo chamber. At the root of most emotions, if you dig deep enough, is one core feeling, pain. Not necessarily agony, but a low-grade, chronic sense of fear, lack, separation, like something's always missing. That pain is what your mind is constantly trying to avoid, cover up, or escape. But since the mind itself is entangled with the pain, it can't fix it. It's like a corrupt detective investigating its own crime. And only when you stop identifying with your thoughts and emotions, when you stop saying, "This is me," does the pain start to loosen its grip. Then and only then can you sense what lies beneath it all, a still, vibrant presence that doesn't need fixing. It's who you really are, and it's been waiting quietly for you to remember.